Hey beautiful people, welcome to Nate Max Human Alliance. My name's Neil Pascoe, also known as Nate Max. I'm in a nice quiet spot today, next to the spring. I've got my bush turkey friend over there somewhere. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's 2022, we're in January. There he is. Bush turkey. I've actually got a better relationship with him than I do with my peacocks. He comes to the door and taps on the door in the morning. He's like, feed me. And I feed him bread and I put some CBD on it sometimes. And my dog doesn't like him, so they've got a little bit of a funny relationship going on. Now, I came out into nature, into the forest, to get a bit clear. I was in the Gold Coast yesterday, across the border, and really felt that border energy was still there, you know, that mind control barrier of crossing the border and all that, which was very obvious for me. I've been crossing the border all the time anyway, you know. Anytime someone says don't do something, I'm going to do it 50 times. That's all there is to it. It's the balance. It's actually the universal balance. And you guys out there, you truthers, the people who watch my stuff and you're awake to a certain degree, you know what it's like. It's all about universal balance. Now, we're in 2022. The globalists have openly decided to depopulate 80% of the world's population. It's red pill time. It's red pill time or it's blue pill time. You have to make a decision now. There's no fence sitting. There's no more, I'm just going to wait this out. I'm going to let it blow over. I'm just going to do my job. I'm just going to focus on the kids. I'm just going to go and grow vegetables on my property and do my own thing. No, we're all in this. Doesn't matter where you live. Doesn't matter if you're 5 hours inland on a big property and you have water and food. If this goes down the way it's going to go down, it doesn't matter. It's going to come for you regardless. At the moment in Australia, we are still very free. And let me tell you, I've had visions of the future. Two different timelines. And one of the timelines, if I could show you what I saw, what I've seen in my astral experience at nighttime, the visions I've had, the deja vu I've had, you would be fucking frightened. And I'll tell you right now, you'd be out there on the front line fighting to maintain the freedom we have now. Even though you think we've lost a lot of our freedom, the future reality that they're trying to push on humanity is no less than frightening. And I'm talking 10, 15 years from now, you will not even resemble the world we live in. North Korea will feel like a holiday. You want to go traveling to North Korea and go on holidays. That's one of the timelines. The other one is a very, very good timeline. And you have to understand, look at this tree. Sorry. Look at the fucking size of that tree, man. That thing, like a human standing next to it, it's about that big. Put it that way. That must be 8 meters around. 6 to 8 meters around. Absolutely ridiculous, eh? Now, anyway. Back to the war. This is a frequency war. The issue is, so many of you guys listening to my stuff know this, but you're not doing the work. You have the ability, the money, and the time to do Jake's work, my Chi Master, to kickstart your evolution. A lot of people aren't doing it. They love listening to my posts. The dopamine hit. Great. Oh, exciting. Nate's coming up with some more cutting edge shit or whatever. Then what? What happens after that? We just go back. We continue on. It's like watching a movie. You watch the movie, you get really excited. Oh, wow, Matt. And then after the movie, like, hey, I'm just going to go drink Coca-Cola now and just go back to my normal life. I'm not going to tell my friends or family that I'm anti-vax or speak out or do anything. I'm just going to actually toe the line. Now, you people who are toeing the lines, you're going to get eaten up because this is a moralistic choice now. You have a choice, blue pill or red pill. That's it. That's your only options. No more fence sitting in 2022. The fence sitting's gone. That whole paradigm's finished. And people are going to keep waking up throughout this anyway, because the more pressure you put on humans, the faster they wake up. So a lot of people are saying to me, oh, if people haven't woken up by now, Nate, they're not going to wake up. That's bullshit. Of course they're going to wake up. People are going to be waking up right to the end when they're literally about to get a fucking microchip implanted in their head. They're literally going to keep waking up to the very, very end. And when they realize, when they have the realization that their life's fucked, their world's fucked, they didn't do anything, they're going to have the biggest, fastest awakening you can imagine. So we have to be really accommodating for these people who are waking up. And now with the internet being censored and information being really hard to come across, this is a time that you need to start making videos relevant to your friends and family. So you know what's relevant to your friends and family, what they're going to listen to and how they're going to receive the information. So this is a really good time for you to make some videos, some Facebook Lives, do recording like I'm doing right now, and just talk openly about your deep truths to people. Because generally that's what people need. They need just some real truth. They need people who are real talking rather than this, you turn the television on and the reporters are going, oh, in more news tonight, we have a COVID outbreak in the Western Sydney. Like the way they talk is not even relevant to how human beings are on this planet, because most of these people have sold their souls. This depopulation agenda, okay, is connected intricately to the mainstream news and to the puppets that are working in there. And they've spent the last two generations getting their family members and their occult mystery school people into the positions of power, like the judicial system, okay, the monetary system, the education system, the legal system. They're all full of these soulless sellouts. Politics, like we could just get rid of every single person in parliament, every single one of them, every single party, and we could just start again. And we could just put people in there who have morals, and we will do much better than we are now. You could just get a farmer, you could get a plumber, electrician, just go through the industries, speak to people and go, who's someone you know who's got really good morals and integrity? And everyone will be like, oh, I know one guy. There's always one person that everyone knows. That's the person that should be making decisions. You give the person a house and you give them a wage, and so they never have to work ever again. So their full focus is on creating a better world. You give them enough money that there's no backroom deals. They can't take any money. Their wife can't take any money. There's none of that going on. And you just go, right, what should we do with this? This, and this. And we have a voting system, some sort of a voting system like on our phones where we all get to vote. So each week you wake up, there's 10 questions on your phone. Do you want fluoride in your drinking water? Yes or no? Do you feel we need this? Yes or no? And everyone just votes. They get the results back and they go, that's what the people actually want. Do you want to go to war with Iran? Yes or no? Do you want to give another $100 million to Israel? Do you want to have the pharmaceutical industry have no indemnity? So when people get injured by vaccines, they don't get busted. Yes or no? Simple questions. Simple fucking questions. With very simple answers. When you ask humans, when you walk the streets, and you know, there's a lot of uneducated people out there who will make silly decisions, but what we do then is we project the truth on all the television stations every day. The truth of what happened in the world, the truth about food, about health, about vitality, about religion, about 9/11, all the false flag attacks, the true history of Earth. And I'll tell you what, within 6 months, the whole world will be so knowledged up that everyone will be making very similar decisions, because it's tied to consciousness, it's tied to knowledge and information. And we're living in a world of data. Now that question remains, are we living in a simulation? Is this just purely a simulation? this is all frequency, right? This rock is just at a harder frequency than this stick and that leaf and this air. It's all frequency. So are we in a simulation right now? Are we literally in the matrix right now? Are we AI? Nobody that I know of on this planet knows exactly what we're doing here. I know some pretty high up-ranking people and things like that. I know some people in the Freemasons and all that, but I don't think anyone actually knows exactly what we're doing here. Is it a simulation? Is it all divine? Is it one big divine plan where we're here to learn and observe and it's about our spiritual evolution? Or is that just another disempowering program to stop us from getting aggressive and firing up and killing off the people that we should be killing off? And let's be real about it. Religion stopped people from killing certain people. Spirituality is the same. Oh, you're going to create karma. You can't do that. Really? Why don't we just take out 3,000 people worldwide and then we'll see if the world's better or not? Seeing 40 million people die a year of starvation and hunger because of the same 3,000 people we're talking about, because every single war, all the poisons in the food, the water, the air, the geoengineering, the forced vaccinations, which aren't vaccinations, they're poison, experimental. Well, they're not experimental. They know exactly what they're doing. This is global depopulation. This is about tracking, control, the reset of the economy. It's the movement of money. It's converting things over to cryptocurrency and cashless society, which links in with the tracking. They want to continue pushing this down the rabbit hole as far as they can. And then the next phase is called absolute zero, carbon zero. It's basically continue on with the global warming fraud, continue on with that paradigm. And it's kind of, imagine this scenario. You go into the grocery shops, you scan in, you maybe scan in with your eyes, your face geometrics, that will be the next thing, facial recognition, wherever you go, it'll be face scanning you. Okay, so you're allowed to go into the shop because you haven't done any bad posts on your social media, so you've towed the line, you've probably sold out. You go to buy a piece of organic meat. You reach in to buy it, and it goes, eh, and a voice comes over the aisle you're in and says, you have reached your carbon credit limits this week. You cannot buy this meat. So you end up buying some plant-based packaged garbage. Plant-based is great if it's coming from the ground and it's organic and hasn't got 1,000 processed chemicals in there. Plant-based food is great. Okay. Fruits and vegetables, amazing. Sorry, I'm moving around so much. I'm very uncomfortable sitting on the rocks. And then that sends a warning to your house because you've already had two limits of your carbon credits this week. So it sends a warning which goes to your house, which then locks your electric car. Because the day before, you actually did post some stuff on social media. That was true. It was true. But truth is terrorism now. So then you go out to your car. You go to get in your car and your electric car's locked and it says you can't enter your electric car because of your social credit banning. Then you go to your house, your power's been turned off, you can't access your bank account. All because you went over your carbon credit limit and because you posted on social media. Okay, that's the world we're heading into. That's the timeline that is available. That is definitely available. If you want to experience that experience, hey, that is there for you. That can be coming. Okay? That is one timeline. And the more we focus on these timelines, the more we give them energy, the more they're going to appear and the more they're going to be here. So everything that these so-called elite have been doing for the past 20 years is about preparation for what's happening now. This is the end game, guys. We have lost more freedoms and rights in the last 2 years than we have in the last 50 years. Okay, and if people still think it's about a virus out there, come on guys, time to wake up. It was never about a virus. There never was COVID in the first place. They've never been able to test for it. Not the PCR, not the rapid antigen test, none of them. It's never been isolated. They don't want to isolate it because they can't. They won't find it. First it's Corona, then it's SARS, then it's COVID-19, now it's Omicron, now it's Megatron, now it's Stegosaurus. It's a never-ending cycle. it's the can that you constantly kick down the road. And having fake viruses is much easier to perpetrate than terrorism. Terrorism's different, much more difficult. Because terrorists, you have to pay actual people to go do things. And people fuck up. People have morals. People don't want to do shit. People have a video camera hidden and they videotape conversations. Plus, people can put the piece of the puzzle together really easily what's going on with terrorism. Plus, you can follow the funding and the money. That blowfly is seriously the size of a fucking bird. Live in the rainforest, they said. So, this virus scenario is so much easier because you just get the mainstream news to put fear out every single day, which is what they're doing. And then you just put on the news, cases, 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 and just show these graphs. And the people who are drinking the Kool-Aid, who have been blue-pilling themselves. That's a fucking bird, man. I love nature. Except when it's biting me. So these people have been blue-pilling themselves with the fluoride, the vaccines, the mainstream news, the education, the frequencies, and all the things I don't even know, like geoengineering contaminants, toxins hidden in everything they're eating and drinking. So understandable people aren't able to put the pieces of the puzzle together because it's fucking difficult. Your mind is a sea of toxic soup. Your gut biome is not connected to your heart, to your brain. You're not connected to your higher self. You're not earthed. I'm wearing thongs. I'm not even earthed right now, you know? How often are we actually earthed? And being earthed means taking your shoes off and having your left and right foot touching the ground to balance out the two hemispheres. The simplest things we're not doing anymore. We're on screens all day long. The frequency in this screen right now is designed to turn you into vegetable. It is patented and designed that way, not to mention the phone frequencies that are coming out of the phone. You do a muscle test without a phone in your pocket, then put a phone in your pocket and do a muscle test, you go weak straight away and you've got that phone on you all day, which is hampering your immune system, you know? There's so many ways and so many things that we're getting done. We're not getting up at the right times anymore. Our circadian rhythm is out. People aren't getting into the ocean. They're not getting into nature enough. Social media is disconnecting people and it's turning the world into unsocial media. We have TikTok and all these silly apps that people are fighting for online to feed their ego. How many likes did I get? I didn't get enough likes, so I'm going to get my boobie out. I'm going to get my tits out. I'm going to take photos of this, take photos of that. It's an ego game, and our attention span has gone from a half an hour to an hour maybe, down to about 15, 20 seconds. And it's on all levels. All levels. So the way out of this, ultimately, is individual sovereignty. What does individual sovereignty mean? That is, on every single level of your life, you are fucking acing it. Your health, your vitality, the way you feel, the way you look, the way you walk, your posture, the way you converse with people on the street, the truth that you speak. Is this open? Are you speaking your truth when you go out in the streets, or are you just typing it online? When you go to the shops, do you meet people? Do you talk to people? Do you inspire people? Or do you repel people? Or are you a person that actually repels people when you go out and people don't want to talk to you? You need to work on that. If that's you, you need to work on that. Okay, you shouldn't be repelling human beings. Human beings should be attracted to you in some way, shape, or form and find you interesting and find your energy to be beautiful and comforting. If it's not you, you need to work on shit. If you have toxic relationships wherever you go, if you're constantly bringing energy vampire people into your life, you have two things that are going on. You're an energy vampire, so it's mirroring who you are, or you have leaky energy, and people are trying to steal your energy because you have leaky energy, whether it be leaky sexual energy or whatnot. A lot of women use their sexual energy as a way to have men and people in their lives. And you need to be careful of that because you're ultimately leaking it. You're giving it away. It's like a dog on heat walking around and the dogs are following it. That's all it is. You got to ask yourself why you do the things you do. Why do you dress the way you dress? Why do you act the way you act? Why do you put on a show? Why are you trying to be something you're not? It's not going to get you anywhere in this evolutionary process of ascension, which is what we're in. We're in a global planetary multi-dimensional ascension process. And the invader races, the dark forces, have been trying to block this ascension phase every time we have an ascension cycle. 2012, 2017, all these different ascension cycles that are open, people are too busy chasing false material pride, fame, and glamour, and being so ensconced in the 3D that they don't realize that there's invader race dark forces that are here doing everything they can to distract you from going inwards. Because ultimately, the only way in is in the heart. The only way out is in through the heart. The heart connects to the energy centers. Energy centers connect to your star chakra. Raising the eternal frequency will raise your external reality. So the reality around this reality you see right now will look, feel, and interface and react differently to how it does normally every time you do the inner work. If you're not doing the inner work, I guarantee you are maxed out emotionally. You are maxed out spiritually, okay, and you need to get some clearing work done and start working on yourself and start loving yourself and doing that meditation, doing that inner work. And meditation is not walking around the garden. It's not relaxing with music on. You know, it is sitting there with your eyes closed in the silence, in the shit, drawing in the external life force called chi, prana, whatever you want to call it, vital life force energy. So the call out for me today, for all you people listening to this, please share this video. Share it on your Instagram, on your Telegram, on your email, whatever. It's going to be on my podcast, which is Nate Max TV. You can share it from there. I appreciate it. But my call out today is have a think about your life. Have a think about your relationships. Have a think about your relationship with your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your siblings, okay? The shops you go to, the people you hang out with, your boss. These are all possibilities and options for you to be an inspiring, outstanding citizen. Now, when you're an inspiring, outstanding citizen, people will automatically want to listen to you. They'll go, right, what do you reckon about COVID? They want to hear what you have to say because you're inspiring, because your energy reeks of love and happiness and growth and positivity, and they know that you're going somewhere in life. This connects in with your level of sovereignty. How much sovereignty do you have? What percentage sovereign are you? Is it 5%, 20, 50? How do you hold yourself when law enforcement comes up and talks to you? How do you hold yourself in public? Do you have boundaries? Do you allow people to walk all over you and shit all over you? Is there programs and time loops that have been running in your life for the last 10 years you can't get out of? You keep attracting the same people in your life, but you're blaming these people rather than looking at your inner frequency. When you shift your inner frequency, you'll shift your outer reality. If you keep attracting the same situation, raise your internal frequency. Sit home and do the work. Okay, get out of that negative mindset. Get healthy. Start eating good food. Take one step each day. One little step each day is all you need. Start eating more green drinks. Start juicing. Do yoga. Start off just once a week. Do yoga. Then twice a week, then three times a week. Do the Wim Hof breath work every day. It only takes you 15, 20 minutes. You can do it. That will raise your internal frequency because you're clearing. You're clearing trauma. You're clearing blockages, and it allows more energy to flow in. There's so many things that you can be doing to create a better world around you. If we all just clean up our own backyards, if we all just clean up our own energy, the own way we're acting, you don't have to do anything for anyone else because you're already doing everything you need to do. It's up to everyone else to do their stuff, and they will automatically gravitate towards you. They'll automatically start being better people because you are raising your internal frequency. And by those people being in and around your morphogenic field, you will ultimately help them raise theirs. So the best thing you can do is, yeah, be an inspiring, outstanding citizen. Do the inner work. And when you have your cup, which is overflowing of energy, the creativity, the ideas, the experiences, the information that you'll have coming from nature, from source, will correlate with the world that you want to create. Because the world right now, externally, is a direct representation of the internal frequency of the population, the general population. That's why we have people that are on the cutting edge now, humans that are upgrading their internal frequency, that are living the most incredible lives, because they're aware, they have consciousness, they're observing consciousness, And then we have all these people who don't even know what fucking day of the week it is, and they're still questioning whether they should have fluoride in their drinking water. That's the great divide. And the system relies on the great divide to incarcerate those people who step outside. The system is hoping that the non-vaccinated people turn on the vaccinated people, even though all the evidence shows that it's the vaccinated that are now spreading this bioweapon, the protein spike, the shedding. All the countries that have the most vaccines have the most deaths. This is all just common knowledge now, but understand that people, one, don't have the awareness to even find that information. Two, when you tell them, it's going to go straight over their head. And three, divide and rule is the biggest tactic and the biggest card they're playing. When we start waking up non-vaccinated people and caring for them and looking after them and help them get healthy again, which there is, there's radionics equipment. That's going to be on my website soon. And I've got a few devices from Harold Krausfeller, which we're going to be able to help these vaccinated people reconnect them to source. Because when they get vaccinated, there's 38 different vaccines in the vaccine situation. 38. Pfizer has 38 different vaccines. Now you have to ask yourself, why do they have 38 vaccines? What are they for? And a big part of the vaccine situation and rollout is all to do with finding immortal cells, the immortal gene cells, the Lazarus gene. There's about 50 people on the whole planet have these immortal cells. And immortal cells are basically, you can put it in a petri dish, you can chop it up, you can burn it, you can poison it, you can do anything you want with it, and it will just reorganize itself, clone itself, and come back. And it can't be killed. That's immortality, which is what the elite are looking for, because they're not going through the bioregenesis process. They're not going through the ascension process. So they're looking for any way they can to prolong their life here on Earth, whether it's drinking children's blood, whether it's finding the Lazarus gene, the immortal cells, and trying to inject themselves with it so they can live on forever, or merging to artificial intelligence, right? That's the next phase. That's the mark of the beast. That is the end game, merging with machines. And they need you to merge with machines because you have a soul. Because you can't pass through, you can't ascend without a soul. You'll be stuck here forever until you die, and then you'll come back in a very fucking ordinary reality to relive out all lessons you didn't learn here, which are going to be massive, massive lessons. These people who have chosen sacrifice, blood, ritual, depopulation and all that. Okay? We are in a time of morals. The time of saying, oh, I'm just doing my job, that's fucking gone. Fuck your job and fuck you for even saying that. Full-grown men who are like, oh, it's my only skill. Fuck you. You're a fucking worthless piece of shit. You can do anything you want in this reality. You can have any job you want. You can go anywhere you want to go. All you got to do is put your mind to it and start creating it. Oh, I've got kids, Nate. I can't do this. Fuck you. I need to travel, Nate. I've got to get the vaccine. Fuck you. You're a fucking sellout. That's it. It's a blue pill or a red pill. Fuck your excuses. This is extermination process. Every human being that is listed on the security exchanges, every person has a birth certificate, you are up for decommission, guys. You're up for depopulation. That's why they spray geoengineering every day on you. They poison you every day. That's why there's 580 industrial waste contaminants in your drinking water. That's why they've been injecting you and your children with vaccines. That's why there's genetically modified organisms in your food. That's why all the processed foods and drinks and everything out there is designed to acidify and destroy your body. That's why there is fucking religion, so you never connect to your higher self. You're constantly giving your energy away to some external process rather than realizing that you're a creator being. You have everything inside you need to flourish, survive, and thrive. But they'll tell you you're a skin suit, you're a sinner. Oh, you need God to get you through, boy. Praise the Lord, you're a sinner. Fuck you. Fuck you and your religious doctrine. All religion. All of it. Take out some of the good bits and fucking create your own. Because they've left all the information you need to know about interplanetary races, ascension, multidimensional reality, DNA. Everything about our true history has been gone. You've been given religion. And religion's a load of shit. Imagine how bad our history is. Religion was the first way the six black priests got into Earth to start segregating and separating humans. Religion was the first thing. To think that you think your religion is a real religion when every single religion was created by the black priests to divide up humanity. They gave a religion for every corner of the earth to divide everyone up. Good piece of information, some of it. Helpful, useful, beneficial. But the 90%, the real shit you need to know, it's not there. You can find bits and pieces in occult mystery schools, but they're not there either, because they're dabbling in the dark. So you're up for decommission, guys. It's pretty easy to stop it. We just say no. Just wake people up. Be an expression of what you have to be. But understand, we're on a timeline now. Time's running out. Nature's being destroyed. The 5G kill grid is being set up all over the planet. And let me tell you, that is a 100% kill grid. That is, once it's set up, in 10 years' time, you'll be sick, dead and dying, and you'll have massive cancer and all the rest of it. You'll never be able to heal because your stomach biome, your cells, your body, your mind, everything is under a complete constant attack. And understand that the 5G, and now it's been proven in a major Israeli study, proven that 5G creates COVID-like symptoms. But what's that mean? What are COVID-like symptoms? It's just your body's being poisoned. Your body's being radiated, so it's dropping RNA, DNA, and protein out of the cells. And then your body creates a virus internally, which acts like a solvent, which acts like a broom, which acts like a flushing agent, and it flushes out the toxins, whether they be in your lungs, your nose, your skin, your cells. It'll come out through eczema in your skin and that, or it'll be puffed out of your nose, out of your mouth, your underarms, or you'll be coughing up water, coughing up fluid from your lungs. It's your body's natural detoxification. All right, you're being poisoned. Whenever you get sick, you're not getting sick, your body's actually getting well. That's the trick. When you get sick, you're getting well. You're being poisoned and your body is trying to get well. Not the other way around. So now it's time to learn and understand health more than you ever have. This is a time to go spiritually deep. To think about your morals, to think about what's important in your life. What's important in your life? Is it being famous on Instagram? Is it spending every day of your life pretending to be someone you're not? Pretending to be cool, pretending to be confident, pretending to be hot. I'm a bodybuilder. I'm a truck driver. I'm a car guy. I'm a model. I'm a plumber. I'm a this. They're all archetypes. Nearest to human being having a human experience. Let's just treat other human beings like we like to be treated in return. Let's just keep it simple. Stop the show. Stop the facade. This stuff doesn't give you any brownie points when you die. The only thing that matters when you leave is your internal frequency. Where was it tied to? Where was it tethered? Third dimension? Somewhere within the fourth dimension? Fifth? Sixth? Where? Where are you going next? Are you prepared for death? Are you prepared when people come to your house to try and vaccinate you and your family? Are you ready to fucking blow their heads off? Or are you going to just bow down and cop the injection and then be upcycled into artificial intelligence? We don't have to even get there. We can stop this now. We can stop this week. All you got to do is make change in your life, and that will ultimately make other people make change in their lives. Whatever you do has repercussions. Every single thought, every single action, whether you just go down to the park and you pick up a piece of rubbish, that has a chain reaction like a butterfly effect. Everything has a really important reaction, okay? So what are the solutions? Like I said, health, detoxing, get the metals out of your body, get the parasites out of your body, start eating healthy, start loving yourself, start loving the people around you. The more you love yourself, the more you'll love everyone else, the more boundaries you have. You won't be attracting vampiric people into your lives. You have good friends, you have good experiences, and you'll band together and you'll create good communities and you'll eat good food. And you'll go down to the council and you'll be like, we don't want this anymore. You're fired. You're gone. We don't want you to do this. We don't want you to spray pesticides in the streets. Stop it now. And when you have the numbers, you can do what you want, because this is a numbers game. How fast can you wake up the population? And how quickly can you band together in big groups to say, no. You just say no. That's it. We don't need 6G satellites. We don't need 5G. We can have cable internet everywhere. We don't even need phone towers. We shouldn't be using coal, gas, oil. We can create free energy devices. You guys have free energy devices stored in your mind. There's people out there watching this who can create free energy devices. Why aren't you doing that? Bring them out. Let's do it. Love your partner. Love your wife. Love your husband. Love your kids. You've got an experience and a chance now to experience love, touch, connection, affection. Switch your mindset on how much you love your partner. Go in and rewire your mind if you're going through a tough phase. Think about all the good things. Reprogram your mind like Bruce Lipton and Joe Dispenza tell you. You can reprogram your mind and remarry your wife in your mind. Go back to the very first day you met your wife and remember how beautiful it was. And bring that memory forth and implant it into your heart. And live each day like that is your last. Every single day you wake up is a possibility to change your life. You go to sleep, you wake up in the morning, you have a whole opportunity to live the best life ever, one day at a time. Just live every single day like it's your last. Love people like you're never going to see them again. Take action like the world's ending tomorrow, every day. Then go to bed happy, proud, graceful, fall asleep, wake up and do it all over again. Just live every single day like it's your last, guys. That's all you can do at this point. Meditate, train, stretch, run, dance, sing, play. Jump in the cold water. If you're a person that doesn't like cold water, jump in the cold water every day, you chicken shit. Oh, the ocean's cold. Oh, it's so cold. Get in, you fucking chicken. Pathetic. Push past that mind frame. Go buy yourself an ice chest. $500, get an ice fridge, put it in your house, in your backyard, and do cold plunging every day. That will get you over that shit. Everything that you're afraid of, go do it. If it's public speaking, go do it. If it's singing in public, go do it. If you want to go tell some girl, some guy you love them, say it. Go, I just want to tell you that I fucking love you. I just had to say it. I've been holding on to it for so long, I need to get it out. I love you. Get it out. Don't hold on to things. If you need to apologize to someone, go do it. Now, today, you might not be here tomorrow. Clear everything you need to clear in your life now while you're here on earth. Sort it out with your parents. Sort it out with your siblings, your family members. People who wronged you, just forgive them. Thank them for the experience and forgive them. Thank you for the experience. Every experience happens to you because you called it in. That's why we're here. Your soul is here to experience things. Go out in nature. Go get a tent and camp in the middle of the bush. Just take nothing out there. Take a bit of food and just go camp for a week in the middle of the bush and just fucking lay there. No phones, no nothing, no distractions. See who you are. Go take some medicine. Go do an ayahuasca journey, a peyote ceremony. Go take some medicinal mushrooms and walk around the forest. Expand your awareness. There's these tools here. There's these plants. There's these medicines that are here to help you expand quickly, to help you jump through your trauma and cross the barriers that you can't cross normally by yourself. Now's the time, guys. If you're looking for those experiences, send me a message on my website. I know plenty of people who do them. I can organize that for you. If you don't sleep well, start doing something about your sleep. I've got melatonin vapes on my website. Have a fucking vape and go to bed. Wake up feeling good and stop being tired every day. Start putting supplements in your body. Start having the magnesium. Start drinking the good water. I've got a bunch of ionizers. They're going to be on my website this week. So I've got alkaline structured reverse osmosis water. I've got ionizers that I'll be selling soon. I've got portable structured devices. Start investing in your health, which is your future. The only thing you have is your health. People put good fuel and good paint jobs and good wheels on their cars and they service them with top grade stuff, but yet they put shit food in their bodies. Why? Why do you do that? Why don't you love yourself? Why do you love your car or your kids or your dog or your pet budgerigar? Why do you love that more than yourself? I don't get it. You're worth it. You're worthy. You are everything you've been looking for. You have a body. You have hands. You can walk, think, talk. You can observe consciousness. You can go meet people. You can go sing. You can go play. You can do anything you want right now. Right now. You just got to stop worrying about what other people think. That's the biggest problem. Worrying about what everyone else thinks of you. Luckily, I got over that in about year six. Now I'm telling you right now, when you get over that shit, that will be one of the most freeing moments of your life. I know a bunch of mates, such incredible people, my friends, these people I'm talking about, yet their whole life they are just so concerned about their bodies, about what other people think, that they're too scared to dance on a dance floor. One of my mates, he won't take his shirt off when we go down to the river and there's no one around. He's just, because he's a bit overweight. What he thinks is overweight, what society does. And yet he's the nicest guy in the world. Yet he won't even take his shirt off when we go to the river by ourselves with no one around because he's embarrassed. Imagine all day long the amount of energy you're wasting worrying about, oh, oh my God, I don't feel good in my skin suit today. I'm not going to go out because I don't feel good. I'm going to waste days, weeks, months, years worrying about this fucking external skin suit. I'll tell you what's going to happen for those people. When they get old, when they're near their death, they're going to sit on that bed or wherever they are and they're going to go, I fucking wasted half of my life worrying about shit when I could have been out exploring, loving, laughing, singing, playing, dancing, being the best version of myself. But I spent it being worried about what everyone else fucking thinks of me and being concerned that I haven't got a six-pack. Do not get old and have a pocket full of regrets. And even if you are old, you can turn your life around in the final stages and have the best life, even if it's 1%. That 1% could be the most exciting 1% out of your whole life, and you live just for that. Could be a week. It could be one travel, one experience, one time. Whatever it is that your soul calls, you can call that in and you can create that at any stage in your life. And if you think you can't, then you've already lost. Don't sit around worrying about other people's opinions. Don't sit there wasting your time being paranoid about your body. Be the crazy, weird you, the expression of who you are, and embody that shit. 2022, guys. What are you going to do? What decisions are you going to make? Blue pill or red pill? I've always liked peacocks, so I went out and bought peacocks. And you know what? They make me happy. Everyone's like, why are you buying a peacock, mate? Why don't you get chickens? I'm like, I fucking like peacocks. I like looking at them. They make me happy. So, I got a female today to make the two males happy. This is the female. That's the two males over there. They haven't got their big tails on. They fall off every year. And they're just going to be in this cage for a little while and then I'll let them out. I'll let the males out and I'll put the female... Leave the female in for a while so they know it's their home and they stay here. I've given her blueberries and hemp seeds and grains. They get the best food. And the males are so happy now. But I like birds. I like peacocks. So I went and fucking bought them. Don't waste time fucking around, guys. When you want something, go get it. It's 2022. Choose red pill or blue pill. Anyway, this is Nate Max, the Nate Max Human Alliance, and Nate Max TV on BitChute, and innateawareness.com, where you can jump on there and check out my products. We've got the Iver, Got the melatonin sleep vapes. Got a whole bunch of nutraceuticals going on this week. The health pack. You can contact me around CBD and other things like that too. We can help you acquire that. If you're looking at plant medicine ceremonies and things, send us a message. I know people around the area and I can hook you up. This is a time to break out of your slumber. This is not going away until you fix your internal frequency. This reality is staying here until you start shifting your reality. It's not up to people like me or anyone else. It's up to every person with their own individual sovereignty. Don't forget that. If you want the world to change, but your world staying the same, good luck. Good luck with that. It's going to be a very ugly, ugly world. But the alternate timeline is a really beautiful one. And all we have to do is say no. All we have to do is unify, keep waking people up, and you don't have to do anything to wake people up. Just change your internal frequency. Post, talk, shine, be the best expression of you. All right, guys. See you soon.